Palatial Pride 48 Studios, newly redesigned for 2013. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Global Warming. If you look outside in the middle of fucking January in New England and you pretty much have to take your jacket off because it's 82 degrees, you can thank Global Warming. Find out more about it at globalwarming.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code of DI Plus for an exclusive discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined by the global warming free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Daniel. How are you in 2013?
I am hot.
Yes, you are.
No, I mean, I am temperature. It's crazy. It is crazy. I live in New England. You cannot go much further north than me in the United States, right? You could go to Maine, and then after that, you're in Canada, right? I mean, I guess center of the state, you could theoretically go through Vermont. Maybe. But what I'm trying to tell you is that it should be colder here. It is February. It is February
13th. Is it actually 81 degrees?
It is. It feels like 81 degrees outside. Okay. It is actually, currently I believe it is 43?
Well, that is nowhere close to 81 degrees. That's like half of 81 degrees.
I don't care. It is New England. It is January 13th. I want snow. I want freezing temperatures and whatnot. I think the low tonight, the overnight low tonight is going to be about 82.
See, I thought being from Florida, as you are, you would like warmer temperatures.
Oh, nay, sir. I have adjusted. I have adjusted now. I realized that last week when I walked out of the house and I was just like, Jesus, I shouldn't have worn this heavy jacket. It's only 30.
I'm sweating. What's this? What is this moisture?
I should have worn my lighter jacket. It's only 30 out.
Well, if you were from Minnesota, if it was like 2 degrees outside, you know, you'd be like, man, it's balmy today.
Do I need to play the weather channel?
We're doing it again, aren't we?
We're just doing that.
We are doing it.
Hi, Adam. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I see that 13 days into the New Year, your resolution has not held.
What was my resolution?
That you weren't going to wear your hat in that age-inappropriate, cocky way.
That was not a resolution of mine.
Oh, that was my resolution.
I have at least another 3 good years of the hat sideways.
Right.
I do.
Okay, good.
So we have a few people. We have Moist Cookies. In the chat room.
In the chat room. I thought you meant we had like a few people here in the Palatial Pride 48 studio, which by the way, completely redone for 2013. Do you like the new decor?
I'm loving it. Excellent. So far. It looks great. We have Q Sledge. We have Big Fatty. I'm always honored to have Big Fatty.
You know, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you know, he did a great Christmas show this year. I don't know who the narrator was that he had for that show, but he was awesome.
Well, I think I heard it was you.
Oh, it could be. Maybe I should put myself up for a podcast award for that.
I did see you. Well, you said something about, yes, Fatty, I'll be there. I'm not going to be late, blah, blah, right. blah, yes. Something like that.
No, actually, that was the thing. I actually wasn't invited to the old-fashioned Christmas party. It's like when you listen to it, it was just kind of like, oh, he invited Vera. He invited Larry Vader. He invited Wes Stone. He invited everyone except me, didn't invite me to the fucking party. No, I was just the narrator. I didn't get invited to the actual party. See how it goes? Continuing on, though, in the chat room here before we get people upset at us here, we also have the Good Humor Penguin and we have Moist Cookies.
I think I said those two already, but you can repeat them.
Well, no, because Moist Cookies just said in the chat room that he feels neglected and slightly burnt.
I said Moist Cookies. That was the first one I said simply because I have Moist Cookies.
Correct. Excellent. I'm assuming that is Moist Cookies. Is that Mittens?
I don't think that's Mittens, no.
Okay, good. Excellent.
I don't think Mittens, well, if he listens incognito.
Incognito. So tell me, Adam, how was your New Year's holiday? We have not done a show since before the new year.
First of all, I want to put everyone's fears at ease, their minds at ease, their fears at rest, whatever.
You want to just do some cliche.
Yes.
Yes.
The present situation worked out in my favor. I do want to say that Chad.
So you got more presents than
No. I'm saying I had a worry that I would get a bad present.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you how to. Well, first of all, Chad, the listener Chad, that those of, yes. some of you know,
yes.
he commented to me on Facebook that he totally agreed that the present should be equal and like mm-hmm. one partner shouldn't be giving you like, you know, a little crappy ass something and then the other. So, you know, so there we go. You know, I'm amongst greatness. Chad and I have the same person
agrees with you and now right. it's settled.
And Chad is a former right. stripper, so you know his opinion
and
counts.
And how could you impugn the integrity of a former
exactly,
stripper?
Exactly, exactly, right?
So there are moral leaders, yes.
Right. So it turned out well because the way things happened, I opened my present
yes.
and I had gotten Mittens a really expensive nice zoom lens for his camera.
Now, would that be Zoom with an X, as in the Motorola Zoom, or
a Zoom lens?
Yes.
And so I had spent a little bit of money, and I got him a really nice tripod, and I got him a remote for his camera. I got him all these things. And I was worried that I might get a vacuum cleaner.
which would really suck. I think we've already made that joke, but yeah. Okay.
So we start opening our presents and we're going back and forth, you know, and it comes up to my turn and I open my present and it's a blow dryer.
A blow dryer.
Yes. And then I had some other present. I don't remember what it was, but I opened that one. And then I'm doing my very best to act like surprised and like I love it and everything else, you know. And then he's like, oh, do you like it? Because we spend time at both places and I have to carry my blow dryer back and forth. So yes. he's like, I know you needed a blow dryer. You know, he acted all like he was so impressed with himself for getting me this present.
Yes.
And I'm really bad at pretending. But I was trying really hard because I love him and I want to. So, man, I really need it. Thank you so much. This is a really nice blow dryer as well. And I was thinking in the back of my head, surely he did not just get me like a $20 blow dryer
yes.
for Christmas.
Yes.
And we get all the way through. He opens his nice zoom lens. He's all happy about it and everything. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, let's have a nice, you know, maybe I'll get sex tonight at least, you know, whatever. And then he reaches into his backpack and he goes, oh, yeah, I did have one other present for you. So he pulls it out and I open it up. And guess what? It's a Nexus 7.
Wait.
Oh, did
now,
you want
to
drum roll?
I was going to guess. I wanted to guess and you took that away from me.
Sorry. Let's go back. So he pulls it out.
I wouldn't have gotten it. I wouldn't have gotten a Nexus 7. So I wouldn't have guessed that. So you got a Nexus 7.
I got a Nexus 7. Yes, he did not pull a vacuum cleaner out of his bag.
Out of his bag, right. Excellent. So I'm glad that you got a Nexus 7. You know, who else got a Nexus 7?
Who?
Haunt Cub. He won it at the Pride 48 in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did know that.
You know
not
who
for
else?
Christmas.
You know what else just happened on Pride 48? I don't know if you knew this or not. At the Pride 48 event, there was some video that was shot.
Yeah, I believe I shot that footage.
Yeah, yeah. And that was one of those Adam Byrne things where it's like, I'm going to shoot all this video
We do not have to make it all about how Adam Burns does not follow up. I was going to follow up
anyway.
You...
The amazing suggestion came from some, I don't remember who, probably me, that, you know, maybe we should farm this work out. Maybe we should find someone out there who wanted to do some video editing and who should step up to the plate. But the Faye driver who already has gone above and beyond stepping up to the plate because he drives our asses around in Vegas every year. But he stepped up to the plate there you go. He made a new video. It's posted on my YouTube page. I had to post it on mine because I didn't know who controlled the Pride 48 YouTube page. And you have to have an authenticated account to exceed 15 minutes. And so
yes.
Since I had an authenticated account, I just went ahead and put it on mine. But please feel free to embed that on your websites or you know, any other people out there that want to embed that.
So
hopefully it will get put onto the front page of Pride 48
yes.
soon.
The
yes.
goal is tonight, by the if you are not listening live to this very podcast presentation sensation today.
Yes, yes.
By the time you listen,
yes.
that video will be embedded on the very right. front page of the Pride 48 website.
Or if you go to youtube.com/DanielJBrewer, I think, all one word.
There was this really cute guy on that video with his hat sideways, and I thought, man.
Yeah, but he didn't show up until like the very end.
Although, you know what I noticed about the video of the really cute guy with the sideways hat is the old man sitting next to him talked yes. like the whole time.
You know, if you go to youtube.com/Daniel J. Brewer, you'll see that that entire clip of us talking was already posted there. And you can judge that it wasn't that you didn't talk. It was just that what you said wasn't interesting enough for the editor to care
about. I guess so. I don't know. The only thing about that was we were sitting opposite of the way our logo was.
Yeah. Yeah, we should in the video fix that. Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to say this. I know that you know I'm going to say this because I know that you know me and you know that I'm going to say this.
I know that you know that I know. I don't. At this, mm-hmm. You've confused
so
me so much.
I watched the video and my very first impression of it, you have to at least like be able to guess what my very first impression. Now, aside from the fact that Faye Driver did a shitload of work on it, and God bless him, and I'm glad he did, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it, other than one tiny little thing, which is completely not Faye's fault at all.
Are you going to mention something about green screen?
Yes. Yes. Can we just not do the green screen next year? Because I was sitting there thinking, it's like, if it was just in the room, then there wouldn't be this weird green screen thing and Donna Sugar's boobs wouldn't keep disappearing and stuff. And it's like, really, did we need the green screen? Really? Did it add anything to this? And I've got to say, no, it didn't.
Well, we didn't need the green screen.
This is what I want next year. This is what I want next year. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and put in my request now. What I want next year is I want a team of two people to volunteer, one of them a video camera person and another one a boom mic guy. And I want them to, instead of it being just in the suite in that one room, which we can still do, but right. I want them to circulate and to, you know, have the boom mic right in front of people and, you know, like get more live shots out in the congregating areas and whatnot.
Hugh Sledge says disappearing tits was funny.
It was. It's like, Donna Sugar's tits just kept going away, and the bell kind of looked like an alien with that little green aura around her. So, but I love the video, by the way. You and I got to see it early because we saw the low res version of it before it got posted. I thought it was great. It was difficult for me not to spill the beans about it until it got posted.
I had suggested that we have a state of the station and like do a big reveal and no one could wait. So you just like, well,
you
actually no one as in
wait.
You could not
or
wait.
I couldn't wait.
So you like, as soon as he emailed it to us, you're like, hey, Adam, what's that YouTube account? And like
That's
5
right.
minutes later,
it's posted.
I wanted
it out there because I'm horrible at keeping. I was excited and I thought it was great. I was very excited about it. I know Faye had put in a bunch of work about it. Now, I will say this. I posted it on Google Plus, on the Pride 48 page on Google Plus, and then I linked that post to both Twitter and to our Facebook page. So I noticed that a lot of the comments on both Google Plus and on Facebook have been, you know, great job, Faye Driver, you did a really great job. If you have a Twitter account, if you have a Twitter account, make sure you go over to Twitter and thank Faye for it, because I don't think he's on Google Plus or Facebook. So I don't know that you're going to, he might be on Facebook, but regardless, make sure you plus him in or at him into the thank thing so that he gets direct thanks for that, because he did do an amazing amount of work on this. This was what is like gigs and gigs of video stuff that he had to go through.
It was a lot of video, and
you and I spoke for 5 or 6 minutes on that raw clip, right?
I thought it was more than that, but...
Right, probably yeah. more. And we weren't the only ones, right? Other people spoke for... I guarantee you that 10 seconds of Fatty at the end, there was like, you know, probably an hour and a half it had. That you had to like wait. You know what I equate this to editing a fishing show, right? It's like, here's a half-hour fishing show on PBS, and you have to think to yourself, that was the most interesting half-hour of fishing out of an entire day. Some poor slob had to sit there and watch the entire day multiple times in order to determine what the most interesting 30 minutes of that fishing day was. And I think that was the task set upon him here. It's like, here, listen to people who love to talk multiple times in order to pick right. out the little cherries of what needs to be.
You'd be surprised how many of those people kind of I had to like prod them to say, you know, because they're like, you put a camera in front of somebody and they really, you know, podcasters are not as used to cameras. So you put a camera in front of them and, you know, they're a little bit nervous about
right.
it.
Right. But, I was just happy that I showed up in the video before Wes Stone. That's how I always judge if I'm doing okay. As long as I'm ahead of Wes.
Love his nice flowing hair, though?
I did. You know,
the muscle shirt he was wearing. It was, yes, lovely.
I liked his disappearing tits. They, anyway, so what did you do for New Year's, Adam? Did we say this? So go over to pride48.com. Make sure you check out the video and then go to Twitter and at Faye Driver, F-E-Y Driver, Faye Driver. Say, hey, great job. Unless you didn't like it. If you don't like it, then don't say it. Don't say anything. What did you do for New Year's? What was your big New Year's celebratory thing?
I was in Washington.
The state?
State.
Or the...
Washington
okay.
State.
Yes.
That is where one half of my family lives. And we, my parents go there every year. And generally I go, used to when I lived with them, I would go with them, you know, twice a year, which is how often they go. But now that I'm older and I don't live with them, I usually go at Christmas. And I was there. Well, my grandparents are older and it's a family thing and they don't have this need to stay up until midnight.
Yes.
So we went over to my aunt's house and we ate and the guys watched football except for me. And we played games. We played Uno. We played some other stuff, whatever. But about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, the grandparents were like, well, it's getting kind of late, you know, need to go home. So we go home. Yeah, we go home. And so I'm sitting there and reading a book. I got a bunch of Game of Thrones books for Christmas. And so I was reading Game of Thrones and everybody before 10 o'clock, my parents, my grandparents, everybody were like, oh, we're getting sleepy, you know? And so everybody goes to bed.
And on New Year's Eve.
On New Year's fucking Eve. Mark yes. had a party that he was going to here. And the party didn't even start until like 10 o'clock. And right. there was a theme. They all had they had special t-shirts made. They had food. They had alcohol. They had all this stuff. Mark's yes. like having a great time. You know, they're having dance competitions and games and all kinds of stuff. And I'm sitting in a chair with one lamp on because my grandparents don't want to leave all the lights right. on in the house yes. when they go to bed, reading Game of Thrones.
Well, you got to see the ball drop at like 9 o'clock though, right?
Well, I didn't even watch that.
No.
So, you know, there's no Dick Clark now. It's pointless.
Right.
No Dick Clark, no ball, no,
well,
no nothing.
There is a ball. And let me just say this. So I wanted to go see the Thanksgiving Day parade. And when it came down to brass tacks on Thanksgiving Day to go see the parade, we would have had to have gotten up at like 3 a.m. in order to make it out on the 5 a.m. train.
Yes.
And Robert was unwilling to do that. He was like, oh, hell no, right? So he didn't want to do that. And when we went into New York City for Christmas Eve, we were meeting some friends we went to the Stonewall Inn and stuff, and we did some stuff in New York City. And so we weren't in the area at night. So we weren't in the shopping district at night. So we didn't get to see the Christmas windows and displays at night and the Rockefeller tree at night. We saw those during the day, but not, you know, excuse me, at night. So I wanted to go to Times Square for New Year's Eve, right? I wanted to go there. That was one of my things I wanted to do.
That's one of the worst times to go there.
Okay, and Robert is, you know, says the same thing. Blah, 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 blah. So what I said was, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't know what a million people looks like. I want to see what a million people looks like. So I'm from Florida. I've seen lots of people at Disney, but not a million, right? I want to understand the magnitude of what a million people looks like. We were going to the Danbury's house for Kevin and Brian and Danbury. We were going over there for their New Year's Eve party. So I said, you know what? Let's just go into New York first because they live in Danbury. And right, so we could drive most of the way to Danbury, take a quick train trip into New York and back, and then continue to Danbury. So it's like maybe a half hour out of the way.
I know a million people means you stand in one place for hours and can't pee. You better bring like one of those pee funnels.
Right.
That's what I heard.
That's fine. What I said, I didn't want to stay. We weren't staying till midnight. We didn't stay until midnight. I just wanted to go see it. So we get into New York City. The other thing was I kind of said, well, you know, I'll buy a cheesecake from Junior's Cheesecakes and take that to the party because that would be awesome. A, bad idea because everybody and their fucking brother apparently buys the Junior Cheesecake on New Year's because they were completely sold out of everything.
Is that guy still alive?
Who?
Isn't that Joey guy who also has a radio show who also sells cheesecakes, or am I totally?
I think you are completely wrong.
There's a guy who does a radio show in New York.
No, this is Junior's Bakery. They've been around for forever.
Okay.
Best New York style cheesecake anywhere. You can buy it on the web too. Junior's Cheesecake, something like that. I sent one to my brother, juniorscheesecake.com. Anyway, don't go for any of their froofy cakes or anything like that. You just want the New York style cheesecake. It's insanely awesome. All right. So also they have a low carb version, which is sugar free, but it's neither here nor there. So they didn't have any cheesecake, so that didn't matter. So we got into New York and we went down, played around in the Bryant Park area, and then went over down into Times Square. And we ended up, by the time that we were there at really early, like about 6:30. And they were already back to Parsons School of Design. So you couldn't really get within 5 blocks of the ball in any direction. And then you would have to, you know, and what they do is they pin you off into little areas. And then as those areas fill up, then they block off the side roads and then move people back and, you know, fill them up. And the rule is that once you're inside one of those pinned in areas, that's your area. You can stay there. But if you leave it, you cannot come back to it. So that's where I
heard the whole peeing thing. So right. You can't so even leave to pee.
Right. So now we were there at 6:30 and they were already back 5 blocks. So the people that are right up near, you know, the Times Square area where Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper are, those people that get there really early, they're kind of screwed because it's like they would have had to be there at like 4 o'clock and they can't leave. So it's like for the next 8 hours, you cannot leave.
So I seriously, you know, I wonder if you see a lot of people like peeing into bottles and things, because me personally, I can't go more than like, I can hardly record this show without having to go pee. I mean, most people know who have listened, I have actually got up to go pee in mm-hmm. the middle of recording this show. Mm-hmm. So I would need to bring like one of those big, you know, the water cooler, the big jug things on the, I would need to bring one of those with a tube.
Oh, you're not allowed to bring those in though. So the thing is that you're not allowed to have any drinks and stuff there with you.
And I always have a drink next to me.
See,
this is not working out.
But here's a little pro tip that I found for any of you who might have find yourself in the New Year's in the New York area for New Year's. Bryant Park is on Fifth Avenue. No, I'm sorry. Bryant Park is, well, it is on Fifth Avenue, but it's also, Bryant Park is on 42nd and 5th. And it's behind the public library. And if you stand on the 42nd Street side of Bryant Park, you can see, you have an amazingly awesome view of the ball. And because it's a side view, but you can see clearly, you can see the ball right down 42nd. And that entire area is completely vacant because that is blocked off so that people can't get through. So if you don't care about standing around in a pen and you're coming in from the Grand Central side, you can literally just, there's all kind of little tables and chairs right along the side, the 42nd Street side of Bryant Park there that you can sit and you can see the ball and you can listen on your smartphone. You can listen to the streaming of CNN or whatever so that you can hear when the stuff is going on and you can see the ball drop and everything. And you can get out before the million people find you get out. So it's that if I'm going to do it next year, that's what I'd do. I would sneak in, go to Bryant Park, watch the ball drop, and then head out.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Can you imagine? Okay, midnight arrives.
Yes.
And then it's time to leave. No.
Well, and this
there is no leaving.
Yeah, no, actually there is. And this is the beauty of the way it's set up, right? So, in order to keep you along Times Square, like in order to keep you along that area, they're blocking off all the side streets. So they start by blocking off 42nd, and then they block off 41st, and then blah blah blah. So by the time we were there at 6:30, we had to go all the way down to 34th in order to cut over to get into the Broadway Fifth, that area. So, but when it's all over, all of those streets that are blocked up become unblocked. So it's like then you can literally just, everyone gets their own little side street to get out on. And there's subway stations all along the route. So it's one of those, it's not as, there's not a bottleneck getting out. The bottleneck is getting into it. Once the event is over, all of those roadblocks are taken away and then people can disperse. So it's actually getting those people out of there is a lot easier, because if you watch the TV when they do the shots back to it, it's like by 1 o'clock, they've got the street crews out there cleaning up everything and there's nobody there. So they get out of there really quickly.
So you saw everything you wanted to see.
I didn't get to see what a million people looked like, but I got to see what, you know, a lot of people looked like, which was fun. And I enjoyed it. And we poked around Bryant Park that day. And so we left. And then we went to our New Year's party. So then what we decided was, you know what, we should go back the next weekend. And so we went back and we went and saw a play. But that was our new. So I finally got to see a Broadway play. After having lived here for over a year, I finally got to go see a Broadway play.
Well, I've been watching slowly on Netflix, Naked Boys Singing.
Naked Boys Singing. Why have you been watching it slowly?
I don't mean I've slowed it down. Yes,
watching naked boys singing in slow motion? This sounds remotely pervy.
Well, you know, you want to see all the good angles. No, you know, I don't want to. I mean, I'm not hiding it from Mark, but I don't want him to give me a hard time about watching some pornographic-y kind of thing. It's not pornographic, but they're naked. So I'm just trying to do it when I'm not with him. So, or like one night he was already asleep, so I turned it on real quick, but then I thought he was waking up, so I turned it off and, you know, flipped it back over to Golden Girls or something. I don't know. So, I mean, he doesn't care. I mean, he knows that I watch porn and other things, but it's just, for me, I don't want him to make fun of me, or I don't want to have to explain anything or anything like that. So, so that's my musical that I've been watching. It's very distracting, though. It's hard to actually pay attention to the singing and you know, the acting and whether the play's any good or not, because you're just seeing, like, dicks swinging around.
Right.
Although, you know, it's not that, because they're all soft and they're not even, none of them are all that endowed, it doesn't look like. So, but it's still a dick and balls. And so really the whole point of that musical, I think, is to see nudity.
So, I would assume that at least part of the point of the musical is to hear them sing. Are they okay at singing?
Yeah, they're the one. I don't know. This is the video version, so I don't know if that's the original cast or whether they got, I don't know. But they're all very good singers. They're all, they all appear to be talented, you know, Broadway caliber, or off Broadway caliber.
Mm-hmm. you want to hear someone who is nowhere near Broadway caliber at all?
Sure.
That would be this one.
So, I'm not a techie, but if there's one thing I know well, it's my phone. It's not just about making calls. It's about serious stuff like texting and liking and Skyping and, of course, personalizing. I have a lot of friends, and I need to let them know what's up with me, because if I'm not posting, then it's like I don't even exist.
All right, do you recognize this, A? That's the first question. Do you recognize
this? I don't. I don't recognize that.
This was at CES this year. At CES this year, Microsoft did not do the keynote for the very first year. Qualcomm decided to do this, the keynote for CES, which was the weirdest, strangest, most fucked up train wreck of a keynote presentation I've ever seen in my life. So it starts off with these three actors who are born mobile, because that's the key word here. They're born mobile, but they are the three douchiest, most annoying fucktards that you would ever want to run into in your life. Basically sitting there trying to sell you on the idea of mobile. Because after the chatty, stupid bimbo girl talks about how, you know, if she's not posting on the internet, she's nothing, then you get treated to this guy.
Yo, I will play whoever, wherever. I'm always dodging it. Ooh. See, I'm a part of this new generation too, because I'm a new breed of gamer. We're born mobile. We have the entire world in the palm of our hands. It's right there at our fingertips. So game on.
Wait. So
all right, and then after the douchey gamer guy, then you get the douchey Republican, the douchey young Republican. No. The internet's all about making billions of dollars. And it's just, you have to see it. It was just really horrible.
So douchey as in wearing hat sideways douchey?
No. Transcending any kind of apparel douchey. Just like, oh my fucking God, these guys are douchey. And then the Qualcomm CEO guy comes out and he was horrible. And it was horrible. So
there was one other thing. Oh, just so you know, because we didn't have we normally have this pre-show. I just to let everyone, you know, behind the scenes, we normally have this extensive pre-show meeting and you know, go over our flow diagram and our storyboard of everything we're going to talk about. We didn't today. We don't have news or birthdays today.
Oh, excellent.
So so we're just going to have a little conversationally iconoclastic chat.
Did you watch anything at CES?
You know, I haven't, because Twit is not covering it. So, and the only thing technology that I listen to is Twit, and they're not there. So I wanted to go back and listen to his keynote, and that wasn't even CES. That was the podcasting awards.
All right, hold on.
But I have something not technology.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then I'll wait.
Yeah, this is non-technology. Are you looking at the Trello?
No. I looked at it earlier and there was nothing on it.
Yes, there is. There's been... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I wanted to talk about... I went to... Mittens and I needed something to do last weekend. And we decided to go to the mall. What?
That's what you decided to do? That was your, your big thing?
We do, okay, as everyone knows, we do one restaurant a week that it's got to be a new restaurant that neither of I cannot talk today.
Right.
Neither
and
of
what
us
was
has
the, what
gone
was the,
to.
What was the restaurant?
The restaurant was called Theo's, and I enjoyed it, but he did not enjoy what he selected. But the we needed.
So you ate at Verizon Fios?
No, Theo's. T-H-E-O,
oh, Theo.
Apostrophe
gotcha.
S.
Gotcha.
Very nice restaurant. But he did not enjoy what he got. I really enjoyed my wild boar ravioli.
So kind of a complete opposite of the last time where he enjoyed what he got, but you did not enjoy what you got.
I don't remember. I think we both enjoyed the last one. But anyway, so we needed something to do up until then. But it's in this restaurant is in Fayetteville, which is about a half an hour away. And we decided we just want to hang out in Fayetteville. But there's not much to do around here. I mean, you know, I mean, very limited. And so we went to the mall and, right. But lucky for us, we went to the mall on a day when the, whoever does America's Next Top Model or whatever, they were doing a casting call.
Yes.
At the mall.
So was it America's, why am I echoing all of a sudden? Was it America's Next Top Model?
Yeah, it was America's Next Top Model.
Oh, what's her name? That's that Tyra something.
It's, yeah, I don't know who it is. It doesn't matter. But they were there. It was a local casting call. So the people were not, I mean, the people that are on the show were not actually there. But they were,
Banks.
They had a room set up in the mall where you would go in and they had a camera and they had, I guess they would interview these people. And so we stood there for like, I don't know, maybe an hour watching. They did a runway competition.
Yes.
And they said, you know, anybody can be in the runway competition. You don't have to be coming for the casting call. So we watched that, you know, not very many cute guys. The thing this year is they have added men. They've never had men before. And this year they have added men to the competition. So there were men, but not many. So there were lots of people. But so, you know, there was that. And we had to make comments about everybody. But then you go down another kind of hallway in the mall. And you come to this, and I'm thinking, this must be like the America's Next Top Model rejects. Because you come to this stage, and it's called, what is it called? It's called America, Audition
America's
America.
America's Rejects.
No, it's called Audition America.
Yes.
And literally, I mean, I'm not going to go into detail, but literally, think of people who would not make it.
Yes.
And the
like
America's
me.
Next Top Model thing.
Like me.
You know,
right.
And they're going to this, you know, Audition America thing. Well, this is right. Not a TV show. It is a casting or an agency.
Yes.
For commercials, for the JCPenney catalog, for, you know, anything.
I've always thought I would be an excellent choice for the JCPenney catalog.
Yeah, I think you have a certain look.
I could absolutely be in the catalog, like, for socks.
So we're standing there and, you know, and we're watching it because we're very interested to see what are they going to do here? Because it's not just for models.
Right.
And it's the stupidest thing. So they line up and they go up on stage and he says something like 3, 2, 1 action. And then they have this stupid line that they have to say. And they go,
I'm born mobile.
And no, and they're like, do you see this smile on my face, America? That's because I just shopped at American Eagle or something like that. You know, they're like doing this line and then they like do their little runway walk, you know, or whatever. And then walk off. And this old man comes up to us. Mark and I are standing there and this old man comes up to us and he says, I see what you guys are doing there. You're trying to see some pretty girls, aren't you? And we're like, oh, yeah. So
yeah.
There, you know, anyway, so we had our, you know, we saw two different auditions. So if you need to know who's going to be, you know, on America's Next Top Model or in the next edition of the JCPenney catalog,
yeah,
you'll know who to come to.
You know what? We should run our own thing. We should just have people call in and smile when you call in.
Right.
You hear this smile in my voice? That's because I'm listening to Dubious Intent.
I think so.
I think that'd be
We seem awesome. To do very well with competitions and awarding prizes for them.
And phone calls for that matter. I mean, I never fucking have any phone calls.
And the only other thing about that weekend was after the auditions, we didn't have anything else to do. I mean, we went to Bed Bath & Beyond. We stocked up on some soap because they had a sale going on. And then we still had so much time before it was time to go to the restaurant. So I was like,
You, sir, live a life of excitement.
So I was like, what are we going to do? So I Googled things to do in, you know, Fayetteville, Arkansas or whatever. And, yes. And this thing.
And Google basically came back and went, leave. It said,
this webpage came up for this place called Terra Studios.
Yes.
And it's a place where they make handmade pottery and blown glass.
Ooh,
and you can go and it says it's in Fayetteville. Well, I'm like,
blow your own glass.
And I'm like, you know, this is going to be different. I want us to do different, you know, fun things, you know. So I'm like, we're going to go to this. So 30 minutes later, when we're not even in Fayetteville, after we've driven through cow pastures and everything else to get to this place, we walk into this really quiet, deserted, like, basically showroom of pottery with a coffee shop.
Yes.
And there's this guy with a long ponytail down his back, setting up some PowerPoint projection. And we go in and I'm like, well, you know, this is not going to be fun. This is like Pier 1, only more expensive. I mean, it's just like pottery. And I'm like, where's the glass blower? So we go to the back and there's the glass blower.
There, and, lo and behold, like, ah.
Yes.
There's the glass blower.
So behind a glass wall,
yes,
there's this glass blower, and he's making these little.
Did he blow the wall?
No, I don't
know. If he's behind the glass wall, was he responsible for making it? Maybe he was the one that blew the glass for the glass wall.
First of all, in their ad and on their webpage, they have this really hot, muscular looking, you know, like Twinkie looking glass blower. You walk back there, it's like this 80-year-old man. I think
he might have been a twink one.
I think it's the same. I think it's the same guy, but they have like a 30-year-old picture of him or something, you know. And he's making these little blue glass doves.
Yes.
And apparently they're famous for these doves. Like, this is where if you've ever seen a blue glass dove,
that's
it comes from Terra Studios.
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Yeah, it's not even in Fayetteville, but
spell it Terra,
Terra
Studios.
And
look at there, the original glass bluebird of happiness.
It is the original glass bluebird, bluebird of happiness.
Play along at home, you can go to terrastudios.com. It's the it looks kind of like the little Twitter bird.
And it's a lot more interesting to think about watching someone blow glass than, or maybe if it was someone who was making something other than little doves. Because basically they take a circle of glass and he pinches a beak and pinches a tail and he's done.
Yep.
That's it. There's no intricate, you know, blowing. There's no blowing at all. He didn't blow a single damn thing. That took about 15. It took us longer to get there.
Right.
Than we spent there.
Now, you actually know, stuff. Someone there is dressed up like the Cat in the Hat. See, now I am not a stranger to the glass blower. You know, having lived in Florida near Disney, you know, there is a glass blower on Main Street. They don't even insult your intelligence. They don't call him a glass blower. They call him a glass artist because he doesn't blow. He uses the little tiny little dots of, so he's got a Bunsen burner there with a glass rod that he melts and he does into different shapes and they mix like poodles and little. So what he does is he uses little dots, right? Little,
you know where all that stuff
spheres.
Ends up?
Where?
In gas stations.
Old ladies' houses. Houses on the curio, at Big Fatty's house. They all end up in the fat cave on the curio cabinet.
There are people who actually blow glass. I mean, so there are people who make vases and light fixtures and all.
Yes.
And I know most of those are done in a factory and they're not blown at all. But there are people, I have seen it on the Discovery Channel.
Yes.
There are people who actually put their lips up to a tube and blow.
Yes. And you could do that too.
He was not one of those.
So you didn't ask, you know, not that you care. So when we were bored and we decided, hey, we'll go see a Broadway show, you didn't even
What did
ask.
You see?
Well, yeah, thank you for asking. So what we did, there's this place in the heart of Times Square called TKTS. You ever heard of it?
No.
Okay. So it's run by, it's a three-letter acronym as to who it's run by, but it's basically a consortium of all the theaters. So any of the theaters' unsold tickets, they send out to TKTS. And the day of the show, they sell discounted tickets. So it's anywhere from 40 to 60% off the tickets that you can get at TKTS. And the catch of it is that it's only what they have available. And so you can't go there and say, I would like a ticket to see show X, right? If they don't have that show, then you can't. So there's a kiosk out front that will tell you what shows they have available, right? And then as yeah. they sell out, those go away. So so we decided, you know what? We will just play Broadway roulette, right? We'll just go down to TKTS, right? So the matinee shows on Saturday start at anywhere from 2 to 2:30. So we will go down to TKTS by 11. We'll see what's on sale for that matinee show that day. We have a list of the kind of things that we want to see. And if any of our shows are on the list, then we'll do it. And if we can't find anything, then we'll go to the museum and go see the exhibit, the Creatures of Light exhibit that we also wanted to see. So we had a backup plan, right? So we went there and we had on our list, we had things like, you know, like Wicked and Avenue Q and Peter and the Starcatchers. And
I've seen Wicked. It's great.
What was the other thing that was on our list? We had a Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. We had on our list, and I forget the rest of them.
Naked Boys Singing?
No, that was not on our list.
No.
Nor was Newsies. But anyway, so the point is that it turns out that the very first tickets that we saw that were available were the Avenue Q tickets. So we snatched those up. So we went and saw Avenue Q. So we were like sixth row orchestra to see Avenue Q. Now, granted, Avenue Q is now off Broadway. So it's not on Broadway proper. It's off Broadway. But, we finally got to go see Avenue Q after all these years. And it was incredibly awesome. It was wonderful. I love that show. I've had the soundtrack forever. I've wanted to see the show forever. I really, really, it was a great show. So,
you know what I think? I want to see that actually. You know, after I finish slowly watching Naked Boys Singing.
Yes.
I bet there's a video version of Avenue Q.
I don't believe there is.
Oh, well, dang it. Well, if there were, I could watch
where would
it.
You, where would you find this?
I don't know. I found Naked Boys Singing on Netflix, but you could, I mean, you could probably do a Google search and say, is there a video of Avenue Q?
I don't believe so.
There's probably an Avenue Q website, and if they did a video, they might sell it on there as well.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's not the kind, and so they are, right now, they just became, whatever you call it, Joey would know the word for this, I don't know it. But it's where the show now is being sold to community theaters so that they can perform it.
I think that's called syndicated.
I would think that in television. But the point is that now it can, you know, so now it's not just on Broadway. It's, you know, it can be anyway. I think Michael Cantaloupe is actually in Avenue Q in Orlando right now.
You know what I think would make Avenue Q even more interesting is if the puppeteers were naked.
I will say this about it. So I saw it on, I can't remember the name of the, I have it in the other room, is the name of the puppeteer that did the main two characters. So the main two characters, which would be, so Princeton and Rod. So that's the main male leads, right? And then another, the woman puppeteer does the main two female leads, which would be Lucy the Slut and Kate Monster. And then there's a third puppeteer that does Trekkie Monster and Rod. No, I'm sorry, and Nikki. I'm getting this all, you need a flow chart to get this. But what I wanted to say was that the two guys were so much better puppeteers than the girl. That it was just, it was one of those things that, like, both of the guys were hot. I just want to get that out there right in front. The guy that did Princeton.
That was the reason that you thought they were better. They're hot.
No. This is my point. Both of them were hot, and yet I was watching the puppets because they were really good at puppetry. So it's like when the puppets were, because the puppeteers aren't hidden, right? So it's like when they're on stage and doing the puppets, I was like, I was watching their puppets because it was convincing performance. Whereas when the woman was doing her puppet, I was looking at her because the puppet was emotionless. So right. It's like that was the thing, is like they really brought their puppets to life. And that says a lot, right? These two hot guys that I wasn't even looking at them, I was looking at their puppets. So
that's what I call it too.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, it was a very good show. A couple got up and walked out. They were offended by the puppet sex.
You know, when you're going to something, you should really check it out to see if it's something you'd be offended at rather than leaving.
Right. So what we're going to do, Peter and the Starcatchers was also on our list, and it's going to end. Next weekend is the final weekend of it. So we are actually going to sneak into New York next Saturday and see if we can somehow get a ticket to go see Peter and the Starcatchers.
Do you have to sneak when you go to New York?
No, but I'm just saying,
Okay.
We're going to go in there without firm plans, right? We're going to go in there and we may get a ticket. We may not get a ticket. If not, we may go see something else. But we really want to see if we can see Peter and Starcatchers before it won 5 Tonys. So I'm sure it will be off Broadway, but now it's going to go into that period where it closes on Broadway and then they have to retool it. So it'll be shut down for a couple of months while they rework it.
I think I sense a new segment for the show. You should review Broadway musicals. Every time you sneak to New York.
Peter and the Starcatchers is not a musical. It's a play.
Okay.
And actually, I prefer plays over musicals. So I just wanted to say that.
You can review plays.
Excellent. So there you go. That was our little trip into New York. And so you didn't watch CES. So we can't talk about anything that happened at CES.
No,
so,
I didn't. Okay, but we have a couple of things for technology.
Oh, we do? Oh, in that case, I guess I should play this. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it. DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Qualcomm. We're born mobile, baby.
And douchey.
That's right. You know, Adam.
Yes,
if
Daniel.
I'm not posting on the internet, then I'm nothing. Because I'm born mobile.
You know what? I'm a new kind of gamer.
Really? What kind of gamer would that be, Adam?
I'm a mobile gamer.
Excellent. You look like you were born mobile.
I was.
Excellent.
I was.
Excellent. Great.
So these are really short, but I did want to mention I got the Nexus 7. And I have a little bit of a dilemma because my iPad is grandfathered in on unlimited data.
Dilemma.
Yeah. So my iPad has unlimited data.
Yes.
And I watch a lot of video and stuff, and I am constantly using my data for that so that I don't have to download everything.
Yes.
But I haven't figured out a good way to, even jailbroken, I haven't figured out a way to tether the iPad to the Nexus 7 to get that internet signal. I'm sure there is a way, but I haven't figured it out yet. So I haven't been able, this is a 3G Nexus 7, but I don't want to pay for another internet plan because especially since I won't get another unlimited on AT&T. And if the stuff that I would use it for, it's pointless. I mean, if just for email and stuff, I can actually tether it to my phone. But I have only a 5 gig limit on my phone, so I can't do any, audio, video streaming, things like that, because I'll use up my limit. But I do want to say I love it. I think the 7-inch form factor. Wow, some of it's disappeared there. The form factor.
You do know that we're not doing video, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm just showing you. Okay. Do you have a Nexus 7?
Robert does. I have a 10-inch Nexus 10-inch. Android. Definitely.
Well, I really like the 7-inch. I really like the 7-inch.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Because it fits in your hand.
Right. I think we've had this conversation before. Right. Yeah.
A lot better. Mm-hmm. It's easier to carry around and it's big enough to.
It's big enough to give you what you need.
Yes, I find that 7 inches.
Because sometimes the 10 inches is just a little too unwieldy.
7 inches is plenty.
That's
what I'm saying.
Right, that's right.
And not much more to say about it. But, I found all of there's not been an app that I haven't been able to find. So I'm pleasantly surprised by that. And the sluggishness that I think the older Android devices had compared to iPad, I think that's gone. Like there is no sluggishness on this tablet that I can see.
It's been gone forever. And in fact, the Nexus 7 there, just spec-wise, it's a dual-core 2 gigahertz Snapdragon. It's got 12 discrete processing cores for the graphics processor on it, which makes the graphics on it ridiculously smooth. And plus, you're running Jelly Bean on it, which has got Project Butter, so that's the whole thing of
it's like butter
more response. Yeah,
I do have a I like the live wallpapers,
mm-hmm.
and I have a nice koi fish. So I have koi fish swimming around on my screen at all times, and when I swipe, the water actually moves.
Yes,
it's amazing. It's like I'm touching the surface of a pond.
Yes,
it's great.
Excellent. So Robert has the Nexus 7. He uses it to watch movies on the plane.
Yeah, I still use it to watch video, but I have to download everything the night before.
No, well, yeah, that's what he does. He because on the plane, because this is a Wi-Fi only, we don't use we don't use the 3G. Did I switch phones last time, or was that?
I don't know if you've mentioned it on the show. You gave me a new phone number. I know that. Yeah, I think you mention it on the show.
I did. I switched. I am.
Did you want to announce that new phone number on the show, or?
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Okay.
Let me just say this. I asked the whole multiple data plan things is a big pain in the ass. So Sprint, who I've been with forever, just doesn't have very good coverage anywhere. And so that finally just got to me. So I switched over to Verizon because Robert's on Verizon, and we can do the family plan there. So it actually ends up being a lot cheaper for us both to be on a shared plan than for us to be. And it's great because he works the exact opposite of me. He makes phone calls, and I despise phone calls. So I never make phone calls. I only use the data and texting, and he makes phone calls and doesn't use the data and texting.
Right.
But get a signal everywhere, 4G. So I have the new, it's the HTC Droid DNA, which is a quad core. So it's the quad core, it's the Qualcomm quad core processor there, but a nice 5-inch screen there. It's very, very nice. I'm very, very happy with the phone. My only real complaint with it is that it's too new to have like a stock ROM that I can flash onto it. So I have to put up with the HTC overlay for now. But very, very happy with it. Battery life on it is excellent. The screen is gorgeous on it. The camera is 20 times better than the Samsung camera that I had. So very, very happy with it.
I've been told that I'm a bad photographer. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it would matter how good the camera was on my phone or anything right. else yeah. because I've been told I have shaky hands or something.
You do. You have
Parkinson's. So all like, of my...
You're like, what's his name? You're like
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
All of my photos apparently come out blurry.
Right. Well, so I just wanted to take this moment here in the technology segment to play this. Let's see. So are you a Doctor Who fan?
No.
No? Do you even recognize this as being the theme song to Doctor Who?
No. Yes.
No?
Yes. Yeah, there, I, there. That I do recognize. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And I will fade it out so because it's not going to play well with Levelator, with it being on my track and not on your track. So my nephew, my eldest nephew, is there a word for that? I know like...
I think it would be eldest nephew or eldest elder.
Nephew.
No. Oldest?
Oldest? Let's see. Eldest. I don't know. Anyway, the firstborn nephew. I got nothing.
On the family tree to me of my nephews.
Right, a friend of his is in a band. Well, I guess he's not really in a band because it's just him. So it's even though it's called, you know, his name is Kevin Spivey. So even though it's called the Kevin Spivey Band, I think it's just Kevin Spivey that's in the band. Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a musician.
Ken Spivey.
He's a musician.
He's a musician. So okay. If you go to kenspivey.com, that's Spivey, kenspivey.com. So he does kind of, I always get this name wrong. Is it Celtic or Celtic?
Celtic.
So he does like Celtic music.
Yeah, it's the Boston Celtics, but the word is Celtic.
Right. Yeah. But what he has found is that he's done this little sub-niche of Doctor Who-inspired music. So I'm a big, huge Doctor Who fan, and I know a lot of people that listen are Doctor Who fans. So you want to point your browsing device over to kenspivey.com and check out. He's actually doing a performance at some Doctor Who convention thing.
How do you spell Spivey?
Spivey.
Okay.
Ken Spivey. Did I say Kevin again? I meant Ken Spivey.
I think you said Ken.
Yeah, it is. It's Ken Spivey. And so he's got, let's see. I don't want that. So
it says
here,
pre-registration for Lord Fest is sold out.
Right. But I know, but if you go to the media tab there, you can see his Doctor Who inspired album called Memoirs of the Time War, which has a lot of Doctor Who inspired songs. So there you go. And they made a commercial. Do you want to hear the commercial?
Sure.
Because my nephew said, hey, would you talk about this on your show? I said, absolutely, I'll talk about this on my show. And so they made this commercial. So you ready?
I'm ready.
To do with this. This is their commercial that they made. So.
Recently reviewed by MTV.com as one of the best Time Lord rock bands in the nation, the Ken Spivey Band announces the release of its latest album, Memoirs of the Time War, a Doctor Who-inspired Celtic and British invasion-style rock album exploring the Doctor's adventures after the last great Time War. Memoirs of the Time War, available now at Amazon.com, iTunes, and D&B Comics. That's DANDBComics.com.
There you go. So here's my thing. I'm just going to play this first part of it one more time.
Recently reviewed by MTV.com as one of the best Time Lord rock bands in the nation.
All right, so he's reviewed as one of the best Doctor Who rock bands in the nation. Exactly how big is that group?
I don't know. Like, I was going to say.
Exactly. It's kind of like the things that I do with my cat. It's like, oh, you're my favorite boy short-haired cat in the world.
It's exactly like Cocktails and Cream Puffs. They are the number one gay podcast on the east side of Buffalo with three gay men and a non-lesbian woman who record on Tuesdays or whatever. It's like that. Exactly like that.
It's just... It was just, wow. That was just, I like the music and, I've met Ken Spivey before. He's a nice guy. And, so check it out. Memoirs of the Time War. So if you're a Doctor Who fan, check it out. I heard that MTV.com voted him as one of the best Doctor Who rock bands.
How many are there
in the country?
Well, I had one other topic, but all I want to say is I got a Lenovo Yoga as well.
Hold on. I have to point this out in the chat room. For the longest time, I confused Parkinson's with auto ejaculation.
Yeah. Not even close. Nowhere. Maybe you get so shaky that you like are stroking yourself, not even meaning to, against your underwear or whatever as you're shaking, and then you auto ejaculate. We could ask Michael J. Fox, hey, do you auto-ejaculate a lot?
Continue. What was your...
you just put one of those masturbation sleeves on and you're shaking so much.
La, 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 not listening. La, 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 not listening. What?
So the only other thing I wanted to mention is I need a new laptop because it's always a need.
You know what? Robert just bought a new one too.
And I ended up getting... The Lenovo Yoga.
The Lenovo Yoga.
Yes.
Those sound like two completely made up words.
Well, yoga's, I mean, you know what yoga, I mean, that's the exercise that people do.
I'm looking this up now. Lenovo, because we're still in the tech segment, are we?
Yes, we are.
I forgot that. Oh, yeah. I'm over here looking at the Lenovo Yoga. Yes? I see it here. For, wow, that seems to be a hefty price there. I'm looking at it here at Newegg, where it rings in for the princely sum of $779.
Then which one are you looking at? Because it's the Lenovo Yoga 13. It's more than that.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the 11.
No, it's the 13. Yeah. Ooh, and anyway, it's 13-inch touchscreen. It's got a special... It's got special hinges on it that allow you to turn the screen all the way around and flip it, and it turns into a tablet sort of thing.
They don't even sell it.
And it is fantastic. The screen is great. I love having the touch screen with Windows 8. I had not had a touch screen with Windows 8 up until now, and it really makes no sense now that I have a touch screen to use Windows 8 and not have a touch screen. Everything that you can do is just so much better with touch. And it's an Ultrabook, so it's thin. It's very pretty. You can do it in a kind of a tent pose if you don't have a lot of room, like if you're on an airplane, and you can watch the screen and it props itself up basically without taking up quite as much room. The keyboard is really nice. Anyway, that's all I want to say. And the other, there are less expensive laptops, and I don't really need a tablet, but this is just such a cool laptop to me that I had to have this one. But I did get the i7, so I got the top of the line one that I could get. The only thing I couldn't find was the amount of RAM that I wanted, because I didn't want to wait, and I'm gonna have to put some more RAM in it myself.
Yes,
because it only had four.
It does seem to be quite anemic, because for much less than what you paid there.
It's pretty though.
Okay, so Robert got a new Toshiba, which is a quad core i7 with 8 gigs of RAM. So pretty much a desktop replacement with 17-inch, actually 17.3-inch with Windows 8 on it, and it was only $700. So I think the touchscreen is jacking the price up by quite a bit.
Yeah, I think the touchscreen is great for Windows 8.
Okay, I think, well, yeah, no, right? So, like, I'm tempted at home to get one of those dudes that sits on your desk.
Yep.
Do you, I know, what are the name of those? There was a Kickstarter project for it. I forgot what the name of those were. It's the, do you remember?
No, I don't know which dude you're talking about. I was thinking about like an all-in-one that's a touchscreen. Is that what you're talking about?
No, screw that. No, I have 27-inch. I have dual 27-inch monitors. I'm not going to replace those with touch monitors. It's a little thing. It sits out in front of your keyboard, and it does a little field.
Is it like a Kinect, basically? You move your hand and things happen?
Yes, but it's not camera-based. It's field-based, so it's a lot more accurate than the Kinect. I'll think of the name of it. Anyway, it's only like $100 for that, and it's a USB device that you can put there, and then you can use that as a swipe. So without actually physically touching the screen, you can be right out in front of the screen and touch, and it will behave the same way. So the thing that I was going to say, and I don't remember what I was going to say now because you've made me go off on this tangent here. Oh, I know what I was going to say. For $1,000, I don't want to say that I feel like you got taken here, but dude, you got taken.
Well, no, I saw. Okay, I really
went with
like
a one point. No, but look at the processors on it are anemic as hell. 1.7 gig dual core. That's crazy. That's like almost, I mean, I think my calculator has more power than that.
Well, you know, maybe I'm just by the way it looks.
Yes, like everything else, you're shallow and you went by the way it looked.
Yeah, I mean, but it is doing everything that I need it to do so far. So we'll see. I'm going to put more RAM in it.
Actually do anything.
But I'm going to put more RAM in it, but and I'm also, if anyone has any ideas on laptops for 90-year-old grandmothers, you know, you can email me and let me know because I'm in the market.
Why does she need a laptop?
Well, this is going to take way too long. She's already used to using laptops and I do not think she will do well typing on a tablet. And she does email and stuff like that. And I don't think she loses things. So I don't think that it's good to have to get her a tablet that has an extra keyboard that she has to carry around. And, you know, something that will detach that she could possibly lose. So I'm thinking a laptop would be better.
Okay, great. Then get her a laptop. It doesn't have to be touchscreen.
Well, she played with my aunt's touchscreen and she really liked it. And she doesn't like touch pads very much, the mouse on the laptop. So when she uses a laptop, she normally gets an extra mouse. So I was thinking.
Fatty wants to know if there's a jitterbug laptop.
Maybe. And all she uses is, you know, Facebook and email, basically. So for Windows 8, I can put a big Facebook tile on there and a big email tile. And if it's touchscreen, she can touch the tile for what she wants to do.
So why not just get her a Surface?
Well, because she does do typing, and that's the problem. Is I think she might lose this extra keyboard that she'd have to carry around.
Because it's a cover. On the Surface, the keyboard is a cover. So it, like, snaps on, and it's the cover, and so you wouldn't.
She's used to the laptop form factor. I just don't know.
That's what makes the tablet, because you snap on the keyboard and then it doesn't really even matter. Now we've bored everyone, including ourselves.
Well, that's all I had for technology. So I love my Lenovo anyway, regardless if I spent too much. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it. Excellent. So do we actually have contact? Yeah, we do.
Oh, wow.
If you were looking at the Trello.
I didn't. I looked at it and there was nothing there.
There was not ever nothing there because last week
topics. That sounds like a double negative. There was not never nothing there.
I didn't say not never. I said there was not ever nothing there. At no point was there nothing there because last week I put discussion topics.
All right, fine. So we have, it looks like, four voicemails.
We do, indeed.
All right. And are these in the order that they arrived? So I start at the top or the bottom?
The top.
I start at the top. The woman with the disappearing tits, ladies and gentlemen, is Miss Donna Sugars. Let's listen to what she has to say.
Well, hello, my darlings. Oh, it's Donna Sugars. Oh, kisses, kisses, kisses. Mwah. Merry Christmas.
She sounds like she's auto-ejaculating.
Happy Kwanzaa and Happy Hanukkah and Ramadan and all those weird holidays I have no idea anything about.
Right.
Oh, yes. Goodness. Oh, happy holidays, girls. So I hope you've had some spiked eggnog and some delicious homemade sugar cookies. I know how much, Adam, you love a soggy cookie.
Yes.
Or what's it called? A bookie cookie. But no, darling, a delicious sugar cookie with a sugar icing, not that special white icing we know you love so much. So, darlings, oh, I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday. Oh, and I can't wait to ring in the new year with you. Kisses, darling. Yeah, bye.
Wow, it was a little phone call full of perk.
It was. I like all kinds of white icing. And yes, I do like moist, chewy, delicious cookies.
He's not in the chat room though.
You know, I do want to mention one thing about cookies.
Yes.
I'm still trying to figure out how to do the perfect chewy cookie. And they always say that you just take it out of the oven at a shorter amount of time if you want it chewier. Mm-hmm. But I read something online today that said you want to replace all of the white sugar with brown sugar. And use even a little bit more than it calls for. I think there was some kind of proportion. And I wanted to ask anyone else who knows how to cook, is this true? If you use all brown sugar, it may have to be a little bit more of it. I don't know what the proportion is, but would that make a chewier cookie?
Well, the person that I always turn to for these questions of cookies is the one and only Mr. Alton Brown, who says that... you know, on his particular recipe for chewy cookies, he uses 8 ounces of light brown sugar and 2 ounces of regular granulated sugar. So it's not all brown sugar. He uses the 2 ounces of granulated sugar. And let's see, unsalted butter, bread flour, kosher salt, baking soda, large egg, and an extra egg yolk, whole milk, vanilla extract, and some chocolate chips.
Well, maybe where are you getting his recipe from?
TheFoodNetwork.com.
Oh, Alton Brown. Oh, Alton
yes.
Brown. Oh, sorry.
Brown.
I thought you said Alden.
No, yes. And Alden Thomas. Yes, exactly. That's what I always go to Alden to ask about chewy cookies.
I see. The cookie recipe that I love is a Tyler Florence recipe, but...
Yes, but Tyler Florence can't cook. He's pretty, but he can't cook.
Well, anyway, so I've always loved that recipe, but it's... If you don't get, I mean, if you keep it in there,
you know what? Do we have a phone? Can we make a phone call?
I can't make a phone. Well,
we're not on air, so can we not add an invite a phone call?
Oh yeah, we can do that.
So let me give you a phone call.
Oh no, we can't do that.
Why?
Because I did it as a hangout on air. Even though I'm not broadcasting, it won't let me call a phone number unless we disconnect and reconnect.
All right.
If I'm connected as a hangout on air, it will not let me call, no matter if I'm broadcasting or not.
Well, that just, that sucks.
But I mean, it's not that important. If anyone wants to write in.
It is important. I was going to say, we could call 206-339-3468 and ask.
Whose number? I should know whose number that is, but I don't.
That's Vera Charles.
Oh.
She knows everything about cooking.
Well, you could call on your cell phone and just hold it up to the mic.
Oh, I'm not going to call her. She hates me. All right, so let's move on to our next phone call here.
Hey, Adam Webb, Daniel Bloomer, Scary Nudy in Tampa.
In Tampa.
I am Jose Feliciano. I'm calling to wish you guys a very happy Feliz Navidad.
I think that's redundant.
A lot of podcasts out there, I think the work you two guys do on Live It Up
yes.
is just great.
It is.
One of my favorites.
All right.
Anyway, ciao, kids. Ciao. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, guru.
Why is he saying ciao if he's saying Feliz Navidad? And also, I think happy Feliz Navidad is like saying happy, happy Christmas, right?
It is, yes, because yeah, Feliz is happy.
Adam should know this. He dates a Mexican.
Right.
So he would know this. Well, anyway, well, thank you, Guru Nudy. Thank you very much. And, you know, Feliz Navidad to you too. That was a while ago, but still. Feliz Navidad. Onwards to our next phone call.
Why, hello, Daniel and Adam. This is Carrie, formerly from Germany, formerly from Texas, and now living in the great state of California.
Suddenly she sounds like the Democratic National Convention. It's just like, the great state of California, home of big brown bears and lots of liberals, and naked people dancing on the streets, and drag queens walking down the sidewalk, and senators who can be bribed up and down the row cast all 19 of its votes for Big Fatty.
Right, and I think they were all born mobile.
Yes, they were. They were all born mobile.
I'm sick of hearing you guys always complain about not getting voicemail, so yes. I figured instead of an email this week, I would send you a voicemail. And aww. I hope I'm getting it in before you guys record.
Yes.
You said you might record early, and it's Saturday afternoon.
She actually didn't. Because this was before we recorded the live, but okay, she did not make it anyway.
And then we didn't record for 3 weeks, so
right.
There you go. Right.
Well, first things first, I want to say happy birthday to Daniel.
Oh, wait, it's
not your birthday?
Yeah, not my birthday.
It feels like it's your birthday to me, though, because I'm listening to those episodes
where it was
your birthday, and you were whining and complaining that nobody was calling and telling you happy birthday.
That is
so
correct.
Even though it's months late, I just wanted to say happy birthday to
you. Or maybe it's months early. You know, my birthday's coming up in March here, so actually not even months and months. Today is the 13th of January, right? So I've got a month and a half until my birthday. Right?
So she's early.
In other news,
yes,
I am happy to hear that, Adam, you're still with Min.
Yes.
When you first started talking about your Filipino lover.
Yeah, especially, just pause her for a second.
You were still with Min.
Yes.
I am still with Mittens because I did not receive a vacuum cleaner for Christmas.
I don't think she's up to that part yet. She has no idea about the sucking and blowing scandal that's coming.
Now, and as he's progressed from your Filipino lover to Mittens and Mark or whatever you're calling now,
his name
glad
is
to hear you're still with him and happy. And I would like to also say that, Adam, I am very interested in your stories, no matter how long they are.
Ha!
And do not take any rude remarks to heart. We love you. We love your story. So continue on with your story.
No, my new
second podcast just for Adam's stories.
Can we edit that out?
Tell Daniel the shit smell.
My new favorite listener.
Now, the last thing I wanted to mention was, remember at the beginning of this call, I said now I live in California.
Yes.
And I'm a whole 5-hour drive, I think, from Las Vegas.
Yes.
For a second, literally a second. Maybe this year for Pride 48, I could show up. And then I just immediately stopped and said, nope.
Well, you should have.
I don't think that I could handle you guys.
The
good Christian girl inside of me would just freak out with your
no.
are a bit wild for me. So,
no.
I don't know if I'd be able to go to Pride 48.
Yes, you can go to Pride 48.
You guys might just blow my mind.
Anyhow,
love you guys. Enjoying the show. Enjoying still catching up. But notice it's a lot harder to listen to podcasts when you have a 11-month-old baby and you're trying to take care of him
right.
and everything. So it's taking much longer to catch up than I thought it would.
Right.
So, anyways, love you guys and talk to you soon. Bye.
Aw, well, thank you, Carrie. You know what? You could listen to our other podcast that we make just for 11-month-olds.
Carrie should watch the Pride 48 video because because there was specifically a comment about a conservative Christian feeling very welcome.
Yeah, there you go.
In our den of iniquity.
There you go.
So
see, and you should absolutely come to Pride 48. Just why everyone should watch the Pride 48 video. So, but it'll make you feel like you want to go.
Happy that she likes my stories.
We'll cut that part out. All right, and let's from the Great White North here. Let's move on.
Hey there, it's Turniphead calling.
Hi, Turniphead.
And finally got to listen to your guys'
yes
episode that you did for the Christmas special.
Yes,
and I just wanted to say yes, I agree. Oh, Holy Night is the only one that I like for Christmas carols, but. You should check out the version that Tracy Chapman did. That's my favorite version. Anyway, that's my 2 cents. Cheers. Thanks, guys. And since tonight is New Year's Eve, Happy New Year. Cheers. Bye.
So Tracy Chapman, Oh Holy Night. I've got to imagine. Did they be like, Oh Holy Night? Stars started running. Because isn't she like the one that like, I got a fast car. You got to get a bit.
I don't know.
She like likes to shove a whole bunch of words into, let's see, wait. This is the song though. Let's see, what is it? Oh, okay. She
so
just doesn't sing it.
She's humming.
She just, that's a lot of humming. Excellent. Yeah, I like that. That's great. A lot
I feel like I need, I don't know, maybe a nice tight rolled doobie.
Yeah, there you go.
Or something like that.
Right. So do we have any emails or any of the other fun forms of contact?
Nope, that was it.
That was it? Unless, well, we certainly appreciate each and every phone call that comes into us.
And I don't mean to say that was it, like, that's all, like, oh, we're so unhappy that that's what we got. Yes. Because we love voicemails.
We do.
We want you to call 229-234-7587 and wish us all a happy new year.
Is this like you're saying that because you don't think that I read the number slow enough?
No, I'm just saying it. 229-234-7587.
Does that spell anything that's catchy?
Wait.
Now, would that be 2BY2?
Yes.
Yes.
D-I-plus.
P-L-U-S.
Unless you're calling from Czechoslovakia, in which case your letters will be different on your phone.
I'm just saying it's 2x2 D-I-plus P-L-U-S.
Right.
There's no plus sign on your keyboard. On your there keypad. Is. Right. There's no, it's not like in D-I and then plus. It's like P-L-U-S. So 2BY2 D-I-P-L-U-S. Did we say it enough times?
I don't know. Anyway, we have a request to revive the death phone.
Can you play us out of the
I could. Context? 3, 2, 1. So we have a request in the chat room to revive the death phone. And I'm thinking what we could do is we could come up with a...
Did anyone ever win the last one?
No. So here's what I think. Because people really seem to like that contest. Uh-huh. They got that spirit of contestiness, competition.
Yes.
So what I think we should do is pick a date when we will actually announce the winner of the last one.
Yes.
Right?
And who's going to do that?
You know what? I will figure out who the names are.
You do it, and I would like to volunteer a date for you to have that done by.
Oh, my God. When's it? Next week?
No. Oh, okay. I'll give you plenty of time. So, my birthday month is coming up, in March, right? So I think you should have the the old celebrity death phone get a fucking winner by March 1st.
Okay.
You have an entire month and a half.
So that's what we'll do. Whatever that recording date is around March 1st, we will announce the winner and we will start a brand spanking new contest.
A brand spanking B. Arthur new contest.
Anybody who dies between now and then is not eligible.
All right. So March 3rd would be the Sunday.
Okay. So March 3rd, we will announce the winner.
And we will start a new one.
And we will start a new contest.
All right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's why we're at. And I don't understand, you know, why would you think that I would tell you that you had to do it next week?
I don't know. I just gave you
the perfect.
Because you're mean. You're a mean one.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Or, do the other things that we do. I'm on Google Plus. I think Adam's on Twitter. And
I'm on all of it.
Yeah, you're on somewhere. Yeah. Anyway, so a programming note. My nephew. Not my oldest nephew, but his brother. He's going to be here in a couple of weeks. So perhaps he'll be on the show.
Yay!
So that'll be February 3rd. So yeah, you want to look forward to that. You know, he had challenged Wesley Stone a long time ago to a Simpsons trivia game. Maybe we should see if we can get Dr. Stone to show up.
We should.
Play out that trivia game. All right, excellent. Thanks everyone for joining us in the chat room and all that other jazz and
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.